This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Believe it or not, Ramadan is only 99 days away. So what we will do is that every night we're going to be talking about one of Allah's names, so that after 99 days, we will have talked about 99 names, and it will bring us to the beginning of Ramadan. Tonight, we will talk about Allah's name, Allah. Allah is His proper name, just like maybe your name is Muhammad, or Aisha, or Khadija. When we want to call upon Allah by His name, we can say, Ya Allah. When we say Allah, we are referring to all of Allah's names and qualities at one time. Just like you might be known for different things. Maybe you have a brother or a sister. Maybe you're a good basketball player or a soccer player. But when someone calls your one special name, it is including all of those meanings and all of those qualities in one. Somebody could ask a question. If Allah has all of these names, more than 99 of them, then why do we even have to go to the trouble of learning those other names in the first place? Why can't we just say that knowing the name of Allah is enough? Well, the answer to that is that sometimes we might forget some of the qualities that Allah has. For example, maybe we've made a mistake or done something wrong. Maybe we broke one of our best friend's toys, or maybe we took something from one of our brothers and sisters that we shouldn't have done. Maybe we feel like Allah is kind of mean, and maybe we're afraid that Allah won't forgive us. If we take time to learn the names of Allah and know that Allah is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, Al-Wadud, the most loving, Al-Ghafur, the most forgiving, then we won't forget who Allah is, and we won't forget that Allah loves us, and that Allah has mercy for us, and that Allah is just waiting for us to say that we're sorry. That's all for tonight. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.